Need a voice? I'm your guy. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. My name is Steve Webb and this is episode number 306. Today it's Ezekiel chapters 28 through 31. Let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 28. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Your heart is proud, and you said, I am a god. I sit in the seats of gods, in the heart of the seas. Yet you are a man and not a god, though you think you are godlike. Look, you are wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and understanding, you have gained wealth for yourself. You have amassed gold and silver in your treasuries. By your great skill in trade, you have increased your wealth, and your heart is proud because of your wealth. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you think you are godlike, I am about to bring foreigners against you, the most terrifying of nations. They will draw their swords against the grandeur made by your wisdom, and they will defile your splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die violently in the heart of the seas. Will you still say, I am a god, before the one who kills you, though you are a man and not a god, when you are in the power of those who wound you? You will die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, sing a lament for the king of Tyre, and say to him, this is what the sovereign Lord says. You were the sealer of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, topaz, and emerald, the chrysolite, onyx, and jasper, the sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your settings and mounts were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. I placed you there with an anointed guardian cherub. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked about amidst fiery stones. You were blameless in your behavior from the day you were created until sin was discovered in you. In the abundance of your trade, you were filled with violence and you sinned. So I defiled you and banished you from the mountain of God. The guardian cherub expelled you from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom on account of your splendor. I threw you down to the ground. I placed you before kings that they might see you. By the multitude of your iniquities, through the sinfulness of your trade, you desecrated your sanctuaries. So I drew fire out from within you. It consumed you, and I turned you to ashes on the earth before the eyes of all who saw you. All who know you among the peoples are shocked at you. You have become terrified and will be no more. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, turn toward Sidon and prophesy against it. Say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, Sidon, and I will magnify myself in your midst. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments on her and reveal my sovereign power in her. I will send a plague into the city and bloodshed into its streets. The slain will fall within it by the sword that attacks it from every side. Then they will know that I am the Lord. No longer will Israel suffer from the sharp briars or painful thorns of all who surround and scorn them. Then they will know that I am the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. When I regather the house of Israel from the peoples where they have been dispersed, I will reveal my sovereign power over them in the sight of the nations, and they will live in their land that I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live securely in it. They will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live securely when I execute my judgments on all who scorn them and surround them. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. Ezekiel chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, turn toward Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Tell them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster lying in the midst of its waterways, who has said, my Nile is my own, I made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws and stick the fish of your waterways to your scales. I will haul you up from the midst of your waterways, and all the fish of your waterways will stick to your scales. I will leave you in the wilderness, you and all the fish of your waterways. You will fall in the open field and will not be gathered up or collected. I have given you as food to the beasts of the earth and the birds of the skies. Then all those living in Egypt will know that I am the Lord, because they were a reed staff for the house of Israel. When they grasped you with their hand, you broke and tore their shoulders. And when they leaned on you, you splintered and caused their legs to be unsteady. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am about to bring a sword against you, and I will kill every person and every animal. The land of Egypt will become a desolate ruin. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Because he said, the Nile is mine, and I made it. I am against you and your waterways. I will turn the land of Egypt into an utter, desolate ruin from Migdol to Sion, as far as the border with Ethiopia. No human foot will pass through it, and no animal's foot will pass through it. It will be uninhabited for 40 years. I will turn the land of Egypt into a desolation in the midst of desolate lands. For 40 years her cities will lie desolate in the midst of ruined cities. I will scatter Egypt among the nations and disperse them among the foreign countries. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. At the end of 40 years, I will gather Egypt from the peoples where they were scattered. I will restore the fortunes of Egypt and will bring them back to the land of Pathros, to the land of their origin, where they will become an insignificant kingdom. It will be the most insignificant of the kingdoms. It will never again exalt itself over the nations. I will make them so small that they will not rule over the nations. It will never again be Israel's source of confidence, but a reminder of how they sinned by turning to Egypt for help. Then they will know that I am the Sovereign Lord. In the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made his army labor hard against Tyre. Every head was rubbed bald and every shoulder rubbed bare. Yet he and his army received no wages from Tyre for the work he carried out against it. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am about to give the land of Egypt to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He will carry off her wealth, capture her loot, and seize her plunder. It will be his army's wages. I have given him the land of Egypt as his compensation for attacking Tyre, because they did it for me, declares the Sovereign Lord. On that day I will make Israel powerful, and I will give you the right to be heard among them. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 30. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy and say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Wail, alas, the day is here, for the day is near, the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of storm clouds. It will be a time of judgment for the nations. A sword will come against Egypt, and panic will overtake Ethiopia when the slain fall in Egypt, and they carry away her wealth and dismantle her foundations. Ethiopia, Put, Lud, all the foreigners, Libya, and the people of the covenant land will die by the sword along with them. This is what the Lord says. Egypt's supporters will fall. Her confident pride will crumble. From Migdol to Sion they will die by the sword within her, declares the Sovereign Lord. They will be desolate among desolate lands, and their cities will be among ruined cities. They will know that I am the Lord when I ignite a fire in Egypt and all her allies are defeated. On that day, messengers will go out from me in ships to frighten overly confident Ethiopia. Panic will overtake them on the day of Egypt's doom, for beware, it is coming. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will put an end to the hordes of Egypt by the hand of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He and his people with him, the most terrifying of the nations, will be brought there to destroy the land. They will draw their swords against Egypt and fill the land with corpses. I will dry up the waterways and hand the land over to evil men. I will make the land and everything in it desolate by the hand of foreigners. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will destroy the idols and put an end to the gods of Memphis. There will no longer be a prince from the land of Egypt, so I will make the land of Egypt fearful. I will desolate Pathros, I will ignite a fire in Zoan, and I will execute judgments on Thebes. I will pour out my anger upon Pelusium, the stronghold of Egypt. I will cut off the hordes of Thebes. I will ignite a fire in Egypt. Sion will writhe in agony, Thebes will be broken down, and Memphis will face enemies every day. The young men of On and of Pi-Beseth will die by the sword, and the cities will go into captivity. In Tapanes the day will be dark when I break the yoke of Egypt there. Her confident pride will cease within her. A cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. I will execute judgments on Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Look, it has not been bandaged for healing or set with a dressing so that it might become strong enough to grasp a sword. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and I will break his arms.
the strong arm and the broken one, and I will make the sword drop from his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among foreign countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and I will place my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan like the fatally wounded before the king of Babylon. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh will fall limp. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I place my sword in the hand of the king of Babylon, and he extends it against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among foreign countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 31. In the 11th year, in the third month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his hordes, who are you like in your greatness? Consider Assyria, a cedar in Lebanon, with beautiful branches, like a forest giving shade and extremely tall. Its top reached into the clouds. The water made it grow. Underground springs made it grow tall. Rivers flowed all around the place it was planted, while smaller channels watered all the trees of the field. Therefore, it grew taller than all the trees of the field. Its boughs grew large and its branches grew long because of the plentiful water in its shoots. All the birds of the sky nested in its boughs. Under its branches all the beasts of the field gave birth. In its shade all the great nations lived. It was beautiful in its loftiness, in the length of its branches, for its roots went down deep to plentiful waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not eclipse it, nor could the fir trees match its boughs. The plane trees were as nothing compared to its branches. No tree in the garden of God could rival its beauty. I made it beautiful with its many branches. All the trees of Eden in the garden of God envied it. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Because it was tall in stature, and its top reached into the clouds, and it was proud of its height, I gave it over to the leader of the nations. He has judged it thoroughly, as its sinfulness deserves. I have thrown it out. Foreigners from the most terrifying nations have cut it down and left it to die there on the mountains. In all the valleys its branches have fallen, and its boughs lie broken in the ravines of the land. All the peoples of the land have departed from its shade and left it. On its ruins all the birds of the sky will live, and all the wild animals will walk on its branches. For this reason, no watered trees will grow so tall, their tops will not reach into the clouds, nor will the well-watered ones grow that high. For all of them have been appointed to die in the lower parts of the earth. They will be among mere mortals, with those who descend to the pit. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. On the day it went down to Sheol, I caused observers to lament. I covered it with the deep and held back its rivers. Its plentiful water was restrained. I clothed Lebanon in black for it, and all the trees of the field wilted because of it. I made the nations shake at the sound of its fall when I threw it down to Sheol along with those who descend to the pit. Then all the trees of Eden, the choicest and the best of Lebanon, all that were well watered, were comforted in the earth below. Those who lived in its shade, its allies among the nations, also went down to Sheol, to those killed by the sword. Which of the trees of Eden was like you in majesty and loftiness? You will be brought down with the trees of Eden to the lower parts of the earth. You will lie among the uncircumcised with those killed by the sword. This is what will happen to Pharaoh and all his hordes, declares the Sovereign Lord. Imagine what must have been going through the minds of the leaders of these nations that God is bringing these prophecies against. These great and mighty nations are being told that you're going to be leveled. What do you think those kings thought? Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.